The Friday Mix. Travel.
So if you're planning a staycation, you'll be in town over the December holidays. Mariska is going to be sharing her picks for the things that you can do this festive season so that by the time you get back to work, you'll have things to talk about, the things that you got up to over the break. Mariska, good afternoon.
Hi, Heather. Yes, I'm going to be around Joburg this festive season just because there's so much to do.
Wow. Okay. So it won't be the deserted streets, no traffic, no long queues, because so many people are planning on staying this year. So what can we look forward to?
There's so much happening. Starting this weekend, for example, there's Battle of the Bands.
The Afropunk, leading up to Afropunk. Nice. Yes.
Yes. So that's on at Carfax. I think it's today and tomorrow, and I think it's 10 rand entrance fee, and they support your local band so they can play on the big stage at Afropunk.
10 rand entrance.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's quite a lineup. So it's happening tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, at Carfax.
And then Afropunk itself is on the 30th and 31st of December at Constitution Hill.
Yes, I will be there. I'm very, very excited. It's an amazing band lined up to play at Con Hill. Everything from your international acts like Solange and Anderson Park, Laura and Zulu, I've been listening to their music. It's amazing. And so many of our local favorites like Tanita Mazzola, Blackjack, Nakane, Touré. It's just an amazing lineup of bands and fashion and activism.
All right. And what's happening in the various townships? Do any have festivals or occasions to look forward to?
Yes, next weekend, if you head to Soweto, there's the Makalwana Festival. So there'll be music, food stalls, and really good vibe, support local Soweto entrepreneurs. It runs from the 15th to the 17th. I really recommend heading down to Soweto next weekend.
I like the name, Makelwane, which means neighbor. So, hey, Maki.
Yes.
I love the name.
And then a new experience with this launch is called I Am Joburg. Basically, collects a whole range of creative and tourism experiences around the city. So everything from culinary tours in Alex, to cycle tours in Soweto, to art and fashion tours in Bloemfontein and Maboneng and Ponte tours. You can find it all on the I Am Joburg website, and you can book it there and even see events that are going on over the season.
Right. And in the city, what does the city have to offer?
I would check out Hangout Jersey at 1 Elop Street. If you haven't hit there yet, they have to having a gin festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1st of December, they're having a Mozem Jersey party on the 1st. So there's a whole lot of parties happening out there to do with food, fun, crafts.
All right. Mariska, do we still have you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, so that's Hangout Josie. But if you need to just get out of town, what's available?
One of my favorite picks, that was there 2 years ago, just not far away, dropping 3.5 hours drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Smoking Dragon Festival. They've also got a great lineup of bands playing, lots of amazing local bands. And it's very small and intimate, about 3,000 people sit in the foothills of the Drakensberg. You don't have to camp. They have accommodation available. Might still be available if you're not too late. And the tickets aren't too expensive, so check out their website, Smoking Dragon Festival.
Fantastic. Mariska, that's Mzansi Girl, just giving us a sense of everything that's happening, the big events, I guess, that you can look forward to in this December.